You know, I want to talk to you today. First of all, let's do a little review. So we're talking about, guys in the back, can you get ready to see what Careth 101 has on going on right now, okay? So not right now, but I'll tell you when, but be ready. So how many know there's frequencies that we can tap into? And if we tap into that frequency, then we'll know what's going on. Does that make sense? So when we tap into God's frequency, we know what's going on. And it's a blessing to us. But watch this. How many know right now, K-Earth 101 is, their frequency is on right now. We don't know what's going on. They could be playing, Satisfaction, or you know what, No More Mr. Nice Guy, or I don't know, you know what, whatever they're playing. But we don't know they're playing it, right? Why? Why? Because we haven't tapped into it. Does that make sense? But how many know it's still going on? Okay, so let's tap into it. Let's see what they're playing right now. So turn it off. But I don't even know that song. Okay. What's it called?
Torn.
Torn. Okay. Wow, man. See, watch this. Torn is playing right. How many know Torn is still going on right now?
Yeah.
Yada, ba, ba, whatever it was. Okay. It's playing right now, but we don't hear it. Right? So, you know what, you said you like that song? Okay, so you like that song, but we're not listening to it anymore. Why? Yeah, that's sad. Well, that's a great illustration. How many know there's the more God you have, the better your life's going to be? And there's people, even Christian people, even church people, and there's this frequency that God has for them, but they never tap into that frequency.
Yeah.
How many know God is talking?
Yes.
How many know God's talking right now?
Right.
And how many know God's talking to you this last week? Amen.
Yes.
How many know God was talking to you last month and the month before and the month before and the years before? Why? Because he created you and he loves you and he wants to be close to you. But many times, just because we're so busy just with stuff. Just stuff going in our ears, in our hearts, in our lives. Just stuff that's not God's frequency. And because we don't tap into God's frequency, then we can't hear it. Why can't we hear that song anymore? Because we tapped out of the frequency. It's still going, right? But we're not tapped into that. That's what happens many times. Now, We went over, let's do some review real quick. So how do we, because how many know we don't have a knob that we can turn, you know, let's find God frequency, you know what I mean? How do we tap into the frequency of God? We've spent 5 weeks talking about it. What are four ways that we tap into? What's the first thing we learned?
Obedience.
First thing, every say obedience.
Obedience.
Wow, you weren't even there. Now you know it. Obedience will get you into the frequency of God. It'll help you. And how many have sometimes felt like, you know what, when God spoke to you, you felt like, man, I don't want to do that. But when you did it, you were like, oh, God is smarter than me. You know, and boom, so now you're in a better place. Why? Because you lagged into the frequency of God. Okay, obedience, really good one. What's the second one we learned?
Praise.
How many know you can praise whenever you want? You can get your praise on whenever you want. How many know some good praise songs? Okay, remember that 1 week I sang a bunch of my favorites? You know what I mean? Remember that?
Yeah.
I play this game. How many have Siri? No, Siri. How many have, what's that?
Alexa.
How many have Alexa?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got this cool thing, Alexa. And you say, Alexa, play this. You know what I mean? And I just have this game. I'm like, Alexa, play Need to Tie My Shoes. Do you know a song, Need to Tie My Shoes? No, I don't even know that song. But guess what? She'll play a song. Somebody wrote a song, I Need to Tie My Shoes. Hey, Alexa, play Cook a Burger. You know what I mean? So this week I said, hey Alexa, because I was teaching last week on the word, how important the word is. I said, Alexa, play I Love the Word. And she said, I Love the Word by the Knight Family. And it was this like fully twangy, no, I love the word. So I was dancing around the house. I went in Shayla's room and put on that for her. Amen. So she loved that. Amen. But my point is, how many know you can get your praise on anytime you want? How many know some praise songs? Okay. And you can do that anytime you want. And what it does is it just sucks you in to now in this hearing from God. And now, how many know when we hear from God, we're going to walk in his blessings if we do what he asks us to do. What was the third thing we taught?
Prayer.
How many know spending time with God? You know what? If you just spend time, here's what the Bible says, draw close to God. You know what? And what will he do? He'll draw close to you. Everybody do that. No, with your hand. Boom. See, when you spend time from God, boom, all of a sudden God's like, what? What? What do you want? No, you didn't have to do that. That was funny though. Okay, but watch this. When you draw close to God, he's like, what do you want? Remember when that guy, he was blind? And he cried out, and they told him to be quiet. He cried out all the more. Let me teach you what Jesus does. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not doing something. If you see him do it in the New Testament, that's what he's doing today. You know what he does? He goes to that guy, and you know what he says? He says, hey, what do you want? That's the same thing God does to you. If you'll spend time with him, he's like, what do you want? Let me tell you what. There's no greater server than Jesus. And he hasn't stopped serving. Amen. He says, you have not because you ask not. Boom. He draws right close to you. Okay. So, and then last 2 weeks, what did we talk about?
The
Word. Spending time in the Word. Somebody say, spending time in the Word. You cannot spend time in the Word that you do not get onto his frequency. Now, what are you going to talk about today? All I want to talk about today is us taking all these things that we've learned and applying them in our life. Amen. Let your neighbor say this is going to be good. See, well, here's what God wants. Here's what God wants. God wants his kingdom done on this earth. He wants his kingdom done on this earth. My friend, Kurt, really, really, really good tennis player. Really good tennis player. And he went over to Germany. And when he went over to Germany, he found out, wow, I can make a pretty good living just teaching tennis over here. A lot of people want to know tennis. And but he didn't speak German. But a lot of people in Europe speak English. But in a short period of time, he learned German. And when he learned German, even though he was an American, he learned German. And then he could function on that country at a high proficiency because he knew the language. Does this make sense? God wants us to know his and to learn his voice and to hear what he's saying to us, that then we could, boom, take the language of heaven, take the power of heaven. See, that's what he says. Here's what I want you to pray. I want you to pray, my will be done on this earth like it is in heaven. Why does he want? Because that's what he wants. He wants you to pray that because that's what he wants. He wants people to function. Remember Paul says, he says, you guys are acting like mere men. Men that are functioning simply on their abilities, their intelligence, or really functioning to their inabilities. How many of all of us have inabilities? And even, how many know, we're not able enough to function on this earth the way God wants us to function. He wants us to function supernaturally. But we can't do that for the most part because many times we're just, it's not that K-Earth 101 isn't playing. What was that song called again?
Torn.
It's not that, well, Torn's over now, but it's not that there's not a song playing, but we're not listening. And what I want is I want to just remind you all the things that I said, and it's real simple, you know what, that we spend time with God, that we spend time in His Word, that we be obedient to Him, and that we spend, and then we pray. And those are real simple things, but if we'll do that, it'll pull us into an ability to hear from God like we haven't heard from Him. How many ever have heard from God, you just didn't want to do it? I said that earlier, but I'm asking again. Okay. But can I tell you what? Sometimes we don't even hear God. It's like, oh man, had I known, I wouldn't have done that. Well, watch this. Had you known, you wouldn't have done that. But how do you know? Because let me tell you about God. God isn't trying to keep His will from you. He's trying to get you to turn off all the noise so you can hear Him. How many know you only have so much time in your life? Okay, so can I teach this to you? Look at your neighbor and say, I think this is going to be good. Look at your other neighbor and say, I know this is going to be good. That's better. That's better. All right, so my first point, write this down. You know what? God intends for you to have His help. He intends for you to have His help. God is not silent. Somebody say, God is not silent.
God is not silent.
God is speaking to you. God is speaking to you. I want to just show it to you in a couple of passages real quick. Jesus says, most assuredly, John 10, verse 1, most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the doorkeeper opens. Somebody say, the doorkeeper opens. And the sheep hear his voice. Say that together. The sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Has anybody ever forgotten somebody's name? Amen. 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 Linda. Remember I told you I wanted to forget? Right? But how many know sometimes we do forget people's names? Like, man, I forgot their name. How many know God never forgets your name? Somebody say never. He knows everything about you. He knows your middle name. He knows your parents' names. He knows everything about you. He knows what you ate in 1973 for lunch on February 4th. So I wasn't even born then. Okay. All right. Well, he knows what your mama was eating then. Okay. Right? He knows everything. Why? Can I tell you why? Because you're important to him. And this is what he tells us in his word. You know what, guys? You can hear me. I'm speaking. I'm speaking to you. John chapter John chapter 16, verse 13. Guys, get up for me. I don't know why it's not coming up for me. John chapter 16, verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority. First, I want you to get to this, that this is the Spirit of truth. God is telling you something, and he knows what the truth is. So you would be smart to listen to the Spirit of truth. Why? Because he's right. It's the Spirit of truth. Watch this. Has come. He will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whenever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you of things to come. How many would like to know of things to come? How many know if you knew things to come, it would create much peace to you? If you knew. And Jesus said, guys, he will tell you that. He's the Spirit of truth, and he'll tell you of things to come. Amen. Can you figure that out, brother? All right, you're smarter than me. Praise the Lord. Okay. Then turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And let's look at verse 9. But it is written. What does "but is written" mean? It means this is in the New Testament, and he is quoting somebody from the Old Testament. And look what it was written in the Old Testament. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard. Say eye. Has not seen, nor ear, say ear, heard, nor have entered into the heart of men the things which God has prepared for those who love him. The Old Testament is saying, guys, we don't catch this with our ears and with our eyes. It's so important because here's what happens. We live in this world and we want to hear God. But we don't understand how God speaks. Oh, guys in the back, go to Numbers chapter 7, verse 89. Numbers chapter 7, verse 89. Now, thank you. This says, now when Moses went into the tabernacle to meet of meeting to speak to him. Moses is going into the tabernacle. And he's going to meet because God is going to speak to him. Now notice this. He heard a voice of one speaking, that's God, to him from above the mercy seat. Say, somebody say above the mercy seat. That was on the ark of the testimony from between the cherubim. Thus he spoke to him. Say, so what is that saying? Here's what he's saying. He goes in the tabernacle. It would be like me saying, man, I hear a voice, and it's coming from back there, you know what, below that time TV and above that countertop. Well, I know that's voice is a voice that's not coming up from inside me. It's coming from outside me. Does this make sense? Why are you saying that? Because we need to understand how God talks today. The reason why in the Old Testament it's saying, I hasn't seen nor ear heard the things that God has shown us is because you can't sense these things, you can't catch these things with your eyes and with your ears. Amen. Amen. But look, go back to... go back to 1 Corinthians and look what this next verse says. But God has, everybody say it, has revealed them. What's these supernatural things? These supernatural things, God has revealed them to us. How's he revealed them to us? By what? By what? By what? Not by your ears, not by your eyes, watch this, but by his Spirit. Where's his Spirit live? It lives inside of you. There's a scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. The whole chapter talks about how Moses, how what we have is so much better than what Moses had. Because Moses is catching it from this outside source, but we are catching it from an inside source. Someone say, Isaiah says this. He's speaking of the prophetic. He's speaking of the future, and he says, "Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left hand." This is descriptive of him saying, there's this time, it's not now, we don't function this way, but it's going to happen, and God is going to speak to you, and he's going to say, hey, I want you to turn left, I want you to turn right, I want you to walk this way. Amen. And Isaiah is looking forward to this, saying, I tell you what, there's a people who are coming and they're going to have it different than me and Moses had it. Because God is going to speak to them from their inside. That I'm going to place in their spirit. I'm going to place my spirit in them, and they're going to hear it in the inside. How many know? How many have been married to your wife or husband for a long time? Okay. And those of you who've been married for a long time, how many know there's sometimes, you know what, Tamara would be way across the room just thinking something. And I'll just catch the look on her face and I'll know, oh, I know what she's thinking right now. I know what I'm talking about. That, watch this. That is more intimacy. That is a deeper level of understanding and communication than anything else. Imagine, you guys who've been married for long, you know what I'm talking about. You have this whole communication. You know what, somebody will say something, and you'll look over at your husband and wife and say, oh, I know what they're thinking right now. How do you communicate? Is that a higher level of verbal, or is it a lower level? Oh, that's a higher level, way higher. Amen. Where you're communicating on this deep intimacy, you don't even have to talk, and you know what that other person's thinking. That's what the Bible says in Corinthians, that Moses yearned for, that he didn't have. But guess who has it? We have it. Are you learning something today? Jesus functioned at this level. Luke chapter 4, verse 1, look what it says. Luke chapter 4, verse 1, look what it says. Then Jesus, being filled with the Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Did you catch it? What's the order? What happens to Jesus first? Somebody say, filled with the Spirit. Well, what is the context? The context is Jesus goes to John the Baptist. He says, hey, you got to baptize me. John the Baptist is like, no way. You know, you're Jesus. And he's like, yeah, I'm Jesus. Just do it, because you got to do it, because this is what has been said prophetically. You have to fulfill the scripture. And so John's like, okay. The Holy Spirit descends on Jesus, and the Bible says, rest on him. But then James gives us insight and says, at this point, he is, watch this, not just resting on, but he's filled. Amen. How many ever, let's see, what's something really good? Oh, I know. No, I want something really good. Barbecue. Amen. Yeah. Barbecue ribs. Amen. Let's go for it. Okay. You ever, you know what, has some really, really good barbecue ribs? And as a matter of fact, the other day, I was thinking, where was I driving? I was driving to Home Depot, and I was going down Washington, and guess where I drove by? Chris and Pitts. And I was like, oh, man. What did I want to do when I drove by Chris and Pitts? Did I want to say, oh, that smells good, and let's keep on going? Did I want to do that? You know, ooh, you got, Ed cooked me some really good barbecue the other week, and my brother-in-law was at home, and I had barbecue chops, barbecue chicken, you know what, it was so baked beans, potato salad. I had it all on my plate, and oh, it was so good. But before I ate it, I took a picture of it, and I sent it to my brother-in-law, Jody, at home. Okay. See, what am I saying? How many know it's good to have barbecue ribs in front of you, but it's better to have barbecue ribs inside of you? Come on, are you learning something? Are you learning something? So the Holy Spirit, it was awesome because he was around in the Old Testament, but Jesus says it like this. He says, it's for your benefit that I go. And the apostles are like, no, we don't want you to go. And he said, no, let me tell you, it's better that I go, because if I don't go, the Holy Spirit isn't going to come. And the Holy Spirit isn't just going to be with you, but he's going to be in you. Amen. Why? Now, it's not like Moses in Numbers chapter 7, where he goes into the temple and he can hear the voice of the Lord externally. It's better. Now we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit lives inside of us and will quicken us and lead us from the inside. And it will be way, 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 way more accurate than some, you know what, verbal communication. Hallelujah. How many know I'm just setting you up? Then Jesus says in John chapter 5, verse 19, and Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son of Man can do nothing of himself, but he sees the Father do, and whatever he does, the Son does in like manner. He's not talking about seeing it with his eyes. He's sensing it in the Spirit. He's led to the wilderness by the Spirit. First he's filled, and then he's led. First he's filled, and then he's led. So now he's being led from the inside. Then he says, let me tell you what, anything I do, I don't do it unless I see it in my Spirit. Nothing. Mark chapter 2. And Jesus saw their faith. He said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoned in their hearts. Why does this man speak blasphemy like this? Who can forgive sins but God? They're upset. You know this story. I don't know if you know this story, but there's this guy. He can't walk. His friends get to the guy's house where Jesus is. The place is packed. They draw him. They cut off the roof, take tear down the roof, and draw him down. And the first, Jesus doesn't say, I'm going to heal you. The first thing he says, your sins are forgiven. How many of God wants to heal your body? I said, how many know God wants to heal your body? You don't believe that? Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. That's Jesus. It was one of his primary ministries, was healing people's bodies, physical bodies. But listen, but Jesus, you know what, wants to make sure that you deal with your sin problem. Amen. And so the first thing he says to this guy is, he says, hey, your sins are forgiven. Well, these, you know what, these people who don't even believe that Jesus is God, you know what, they get upset. Who are you to say that? I said all that to say this. Look at this, because it gives us our perspective of how Jesus functions. He's filled with the Spirit, and he's led by the Spirit. What's the order? Filled with the Spirit, led by the Spirit. Now watch this. But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus into themselves, he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your heart? Pastor, what's your point? Oh, please tell me you know my point. My point is, I'm showing you how Jesus functions. Do you see what it says?
He, watch this. But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit.
Does it say when Jesus, when God told him verbally that these guys had a bad attitude? Does it say that? No. Why? Because he's filled by God's Spirit. God's Spirit fills him, according to Luke chapter 1. And now he is going to be led by the Spirit. But one of the ways he's led by the Spirit is the Spirit speaks. The Spirit of God that is now lives inside him, resides in him, now speaks to him, and he has these perceptions. He perceived in his spirit. See, listen, I'll say this all the time. I'll say, you know what? I sense that God was saying this to me. Yeah. I sense that, man, I'm hearing God say this. I'm saying, what am I doing? I'm not hearing him from the back row. I'm perceiving in my spirit. His spirit is speaking to me inside of me. Show you a couple other things. Are you learning something today? Look at your neighbor, say, this is a training center. Mark chapter 1, verse 39, have it up here on the screens. And he was preaching in their synagogue throughout Galilee and casting out demons. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, if you be willing, you can make me clean. Can I tell you what? To sick people, Jesus is always willing to heal them. This is before he went to the cross. You can't find me any place that some sick person comes up to Jesus and he says, well, let me tell you what, it's not my will that you be healed. You can hear that on Christian radio, but you can't see that in the Word of God. Oh, you can give me a bigger amen than that. You can hear pastors speak that trash on the radio. I said trash. It is trash. Because you know what it is? It's a doctrine of a demon. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is our healer. Amen? Amen. God is our healer. So what is he? This leper, he don't know. You know, he's heard a bunch of junk too. You never know what God's going to do. He's like, so he goes to God. He said, God, if you're willing, I want you to notice God's response. Then Jesus, moved with the compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. I want you to get the visual. What is he? Remember Jesus said, I don't do anything but that I catch it first in the spiritual realm. But in this case, he says, he stretched out his hand. What's it say? And Jesus, moved with the compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him. Oh, all those crazy wacko pastors on TV. You know, they go, you know what? Healed and you're healed and you're healed. I won't do that to you. Amen. I'm a sweet pastor, huh? You know what? And you know what? And we in our self-righteousness, we mock those guys. Yeah. Think, man, all those phonies. Hey, Bucky. You better be careful who you're calling a phony. Amen. This is good preaching. Listen, don't worry about them. Worry about you. Amen. Worry about you. You self-righteous, they shouldn't do it. You have no idea. What is the Holy Spirit telling them to do? Well, yeah, but I know they push that guy down. I remember thinking, you know, I'll tell you what, nobody's gone. You know what? I remember there was a lady came to the church, our little four square church in Costa Mesa, and And I was invited, you know, and this lady apparently, you know what I mean, apparently never learned to read. And she was, you know what, 38 years old. She started reading the Bible, never knew how to read. And now she could read the Bible. And this, and now she was like 60 something, but she was coming over to this lady's house. And this lady invited pastor invited me, you know what, to come on over. And so I was like, oh, okay. And she was, you know, doing all this, you know, whatever. I'm being sarcastic now. I'm sound in my doctrine. I'm being sarcastic. And I was like, and I thought, you know what, I know what they're going to do. They're going to do all that Pentecostal stuff, you know, all this, you know, stuff that they do. And I ain't doing that, you know, because I'm sound in my doctrine. And I thought, when she says amen, I'm slipping out the back, Jack, because I don't want to do all that stuff. And so sure enough, I got out and I was at the port. Never forget, the guy's name was Ian. And I remember Ian caught me. You know what I mean? Ian didn't catch me. Ian was just, I loved Ian. And I was just talking to Ian on the porch. I thought I was safe. I'm outside the house. You know what? And that lady came out. Not the main lady that was doing the stuff, but the lady's house. She came out and said, oh, Drew, come on. She wants to pray for you. Or no, she said, I want her to pray for you. And I thought, then I got mad at Ian. I thought, oh, man, Ian jacked me up, you know, because he, you know, it wasn't Ian's fault, but it was my fault. But I walked in, and I thought, you know what, I don't care. I don't sweat her. You know, we get this stuff in our minds. You know, I thought, I don't sweat this lady. You know what, I don't care. I'm not falling because you go, I'm not falling. You know, I'm not falling. I ain't going to fall. True story. Just true story. And she says, it's 80-something year old lady, and I'm giving her a bunch of, you know, jive. In my mind, you know what I mean? And you know what? And she comes up to me, and she says, doesn't even touch me, says, in the name of Jesus. And next thing you know, I am completely, I'm on the ground looking up. You know, am I saying that every person is legit all the time? I don't believe that. The Bible says we see dimly like through a glass. We know in part and we prophesy in part, the Bible says. But you know what? I don't want to be pessimistic on the things of God. When I see in the world, see, to me, somebody, you know, all, you know, you great, you know, and watch these internet theologians, you know what I mean? They're like, you know what? I don't want to be pessimistic about spiritual things. Because Jesus talked about the supernatural all the time. The Bible says Jesus was moved with compassion and he stretched out his hand, and he touched him. I don't know whether he touched him here, touched him on the shoulder, touched him on the forehead. I don't know because it doesn't say. But here's what I know. Jesus touched him. Do you see that? And said to him, I'm willing. Be cleansed. And guess what? He got his healing. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was delivered. John chapter 9, verse 6. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground. This guy's blind. When he said these things, what did he do? How many know that's not enough to do nothing? Come on, sometimes we got to just read the Bible, amen? How many know that's not enough to do nothing? How many know that's not enough to make a salve? How many know, you know what, there might have been two or three. Come on, somebody. And what's he doing? And he spat on the ground and made clay with the, you got it, with the saliva. You got to get enough saliva to make some clay, amen?
Come on, I know you guys won't admit this, but sometimes, you know what, you're trying to clean something up and you're spitting on the ground. You do that? No, what you're really saying, you do that too, Pastor? Sometimes, amen. But he's making some kind of salve, and then what does he do? And he anoints the eyes of the blind man with clay. What the heck? What are you doing? And you're blind. How many of you hear all of it? Like, what the? And then all of a sudden it's on your, it's like, whoa. Oh my goodness. He didn't put mud on my eyes. He put spit mud on my eyes. Are you catching this? Boom. What are you doing? Watch this. Are you learning something? And he said to him, go wash, you know what, in the pool of Siloam. What? If you're going to tell him to wash, why'd you put it on his mud? Why'd you put this on his eyes and then tell him, you know, wash it off now? Why are you doing that? So he went and washed, and he came back. See. Yeah. Pastor, am I just telling you that to tell you a funny story? No. I'm telling you that for a lot of reasons. One, that you would get off of a certain way of doing things, recognizing that God can do some crazy stuff. And he's led by the Spirit. Why didn't, with that blind person, wouldn't it have been, make more sense, it would to me, to do what he did with that other person? Just lay your hands on him and say, you know what, I am willing, be whole. You can see now. Why didn't he do that? Would have been less messy. You know, probably would have freaked the guy out a little less. Right? But I want you to catch these different, you know what? Why? Because here's what he says. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be led by the Spirit of God. If I don't see it first, I'm not going to do it. I have to be led by the Spirit of God. I don't have time. I could take you after example, after example, after example of all kinds of different examples of how Jesus functioned. What am I telling you? I'm giving you a great example of someone. See, we just do all kinds of boneheaded things. Well, why are you going out with that guy? Dude, because he asked me out, man. You know, he's pretty good looking. Why are you going out with her? Man, because she's fine, man. She's fine. See, led by the physical senses, not by the spiritual senses. The Bible says the flesh benefits nothing. How many have been led by the flesh enough to recognize your flesh is muy el stupito? Yeah, hey, listen. Don't let anybody tell you I'm not bilingual, because you have proof of it now that I am. Amen. You know, I'm just saying, very, 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 just, and your flesh gets you all into, but what's the issue? Can we go a little deeper? The issue is you can't hear. And the reason why you can't hear is because, see, how can I say this where I kind of like look casual? Because I'm about to say something, just boom, slap you right upside the head right now. So, but here's the deal. We can't hear because we got too much social media, you know, Netflix, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend. We just got all this stuff going on. And God says, how can you hear me? When you got all this, you know what? Protect your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issue, the boundaries, what you're really going to accomplish in life. And you know what the heart is connected to? Remember that song,
The head bone's connected to the shoulder bone, the shoulder bone. Well, let me give you a revised spiritual version. Are you ready? Your ears are connected to your heart. Your eyes are connected to your heart. And from your heart is kind of how you're going to live your life. So you better pay attention to what you're listening to. You better pay attention to what you're hearing and what you're listening to. Because if you put that good stuff, if you're spending time in the Word, if you're spending time in prayer, if you're spending time in praise, if you're spending time in obedience, guess what? All of a sudden, it's like, man, I don't know. Watch this. I don't know why my life. See, I've spent the last 5 weeks showing you how to do this. But showing you how to do it, you've got to apply what I'm teaching you. Because when you apply what I'm teaching you, you're going to hear from God and you're going to stop making the crazy dumb choices that you're making. I'm not trying to be condescending or rude to anyone, because we've all done it. But how many know we've got to get out of our lethargicness of you know what, not hearing. You know, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like Charlie Brown going to school. You know what I mean? That, if you don't know, that's how Charlie Brown's teacher sounded to him. And that's how sometimes it's like, I'm not hearing. Well, listen, we went over it. It's not that God doesn't want to communicate to you. He wants to communicate to you, but you've got to. It's not that KFWB isn't or KEARTH 101 or any of these stations. It's not that they're not it's not that those songs aren't playing right now. The song of God, it's not that it's not playing right now. It's that we have to incline our ear to what he's saying. Does this make sense to anyone? Am I helping anybody out? It's so interesting to me, because in that passage, when he just gets done through saying, you know what, when he just gets done healing this guy, you know what he says right before this? He says this: as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. You say, what does that have significant into what he's just doing? Here's what he's saying. He's saying, hey guys, I'll show you how to do this. I'll show you how to walk in the supernatural. I'm here in the world right now. As long as I'm in the world, I'm going to show you how to do this. And you have to do it by being led by the Spirit of God. You all are much younger, most of you, but for some of us older folk, do you know who Keith Green was? Do you know Keith? Raise your hand if you know who Keith Green was. Keith Green was not only a good songwriter, not a wonderful singer, but Keith Green was a prophet to America, I believe for sure, and probably the world. Just awesome, 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 awesome. Do you know how Keith Green died? If you don't know, Keith Green died. Somebody look it up, tell me when he died. Keith Green died, and he died in a plane crash. Do you know not only did Keith Green die in a plane crash, but his kids died in the plane crash with him? Is it 19-1? 82. I remember. It was a sad, sad day. And I recognized, man, we got ripped off. You know, most people, and be careful right now to say amen to this, because I'm going to say some stuff that I don't want you to say amen to. But many Christians would say, oh my goodness, look what God did. God took Keith Green. How sad. But you say, well, obviously that's what happened, right, Pastor? Whoa, wait a minute. Is that what happened? I'll throw this at you. How do you say that about God when Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, somebody say kill, and to destroy. But I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. Listen, I don't believe, no way, that it was God's will that Keith Green died at whatever age he was young, and his kids died in a plane wreck. I don't believe that. Somebody says, yeah, but it happened. That must have been the sovereign God. He's all powerful. Well, wait. If you're going to take that mentality, if you're going to think that, then God's responsible for all train wrecks, all these shootings. Oh, that's God's fault. Must be God's will, right? Is God motivated? Are those people who are shooting all these people, are they led by God to commit? Well, that's what you said. Well, I know you didn't say it, but that's what Christians say all the time. Well, yeah, but that's what we think. Pastor, that's true, isn't it? It's not true. See, I want to say this, that what I found out this week was that Keith Green's wife told him not to go on that plane. When a husband finds a wife, he finds a good thing, and he's blessed of the Lord. That's what the Bible says. She is your helpmate. Yeah, but we're in control. I know. I know. Trust me. I know the delegated order. But she is your helpmate. She is there to help you, and you better listen to her, Jackson. Amen. Why? Because she's there to help you. Amen. Ladies, don't be bossy, okay? You want to be something? You be his cheerleader. Amen. You be the first one to tell him how awesome he is. Amen. I'm telling you, ladies, you'll bless your husband so much. All he wants to know is, that's what you told him when you were dating, how great he was. Don't stop. I know you see all his imperfections. He's well aware of his imperfections. Trust me. Somebody on his staff told him, don't fly this plane. It's too heavy. He said, no, it'll be okay. Does somebody remember the example I had in the first service? Do you remember his name? What? Roy Halladay. So Roy Halladay, wonderful all-star baseball player, played for the Phillies. You know what? Just so many people spoke so highly of him. And he buys this plane, and this plane is one of the easiest planes to learn to fly, and it was called like the jet ski of airplanes because you can do all kinds of maneuvers, and you can learn to fly them real quick. They're just a really, really cool plane. And he bought this. Before he bought the plane, his wife begged him to not buy the plane. All I'm saying is, I think in your life, you can recognize that there's been time after time after time after time. There's either two things happening. Time after time after time after time, you sense inside your spirit, from the spirit that lives inside you, if you're born again, to not do something, and you just override it and just don't listen to it. I think, how many would recognize that happens a lot? Okay. Or something equally as catastrophic, you just have the radio on too loud to hear what God is saying. And when I say the radio, it can literally be the radio. Many times, it's just your news feed or your or your social media or your Netflix. You know what I mean? You know what? And you just, or even your, I don't know. Okay. Now I'm getting touchy, but do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And God says, no, I don't want to lead you. Guys, Look at this verse. Psalms 35, 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause, and let them continually, and let them say continually. You know what you ought to be saying over and over again? Not, listen, wait. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your encouragement. You know, not Satan is the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come, Jesus said, to give you life, life more abundantly. You know what you ought to say over and over again? Here's what you ought to say. Let the Lord be magnified. This is who God is, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. You know what God wants? God wants you to be prosperous in every area of your life. God, the NIV says, God is pleased, you know what, in your well-being. God wants you to be well in every area of your life. And can I tell you, but how does he do it? Does he do it by pushing you? He doesn't do it by pushing you. He does it by leading you. He does it by speaking to you. He led you. He leads you by his spirit inside. And if we're too busy listening to all the junk, what happens is, you know, it's interesting because when Jesus, and I'll finish with this, when Jesus was filled with the Spirit, and then he was led by the Spirit. Remember this? He's filled by the Spirit. I just taught it to you. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. He's filled by the Spirit, and now he's led by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit now is leading him from the inside. And he whoops on Satan. Remember this? Satan's like, oh, do this and do that and do this. And he just keeps on saying, no. You know what? The Word says this. The Word says this. The Word says this. Yeah. It is written. It is written. It is written. And then you know what? And you know what the Bible says then? Where is it? Luke 4, 13. And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him, that's the devil, departed from him until an opportune time. What did Jesus do? He's spending time in the Word. He's fasting. He's praising. He's doing all these things I've taught you, and he's connected with the Spirit. And then Satan comes. Well, let me just ask you this. If you were going to come to steal something, and you knew I was here with this bat, are you going to come through that door? You're a thief, and you're going to try to steal that podium. You like that podium, okay? Okay? And all of a sudden, you see through some rear, you go out there, and you see me like this, ready to go. And this is the only door you can come through. You know what? My thought is, you know what you're going to do? You're going to find someplace else to go. You're going to find someplace else to go. You're going to find someplace else to go. Right? You listen, this is not an opportune time. Why? Because Christ is so connected with God that no matter what Satan does, God says, no, no, no. Are you catching this? But you know what we do? We're just too busy watching something on TV. We just don't have time for God. And because we don't, we're losing the battle. Some of us are losing our marriages. Some of us are losing our health. See, to be in the Spirit, you go to the doctor and the Spirit says, I tell you what, you got 6 months to live. You're dying. This is the disease. See, I'm going to show it to you right there. I'm going to show it to you on X-ray. You know, you can't even read an X-ray. You're like, ooh, oh, wow. You go home and you're like, ooh, the doctor showed it on the X-ray. Can I tell you what? I mean this with all respect. You are completely in the flesh. Why? Because to be in the Spirit would be to say, thank you, thank you. I put my trust in no man. You know the Bible says put your trust in no man? You know what? The Bible says, by his stripes, we were healed. The Bible says about my life, with long life, you will satisfy me. Amen. See, but you don't, the doctor said, you know, he told me to get my affair, you know, I'm going to got to go to Rose Hills today. We're going to make an appointment. We got to, I can't.
All this, oh my goodness, you're so in the flesh. See, we don't think of that. But you, why? Because you've been watching, you know what, 38 million episodes of, you know what, As the World Turns or whatever, you know, you've been watching. Some of you don't even know what that is, but. You know, whatever you're watching. And you're not, and so when he gives you that report, you know what you did? No. Thank you, doctor. You know what? And then you walk away and you think, well, he's doing his best that he know how, but thank you, Dr. Jesus has a different word for me. Amen. You know, listen, whose report you going to believe? And I tell you what, if you believe that other report, you're gonna get yourself in a slew load of mess. See, I fully believe that, you know what, how much of the Bible wasn't even written yet when that snake latched itself to the apostle Paul. You know, how many of us would gone, what was the report of all those natives in that island? What was their report? You're going to die, Jackson. Well, they know. They don't know. They know that snake. They know it's what they've seen of it. You know, all this stuff, all this proof of why Paul's going to die. Paul's like, you know what? I ain't going nowhere, Jackson. I got something to do today. Do you understand what I'm saying? And how does this all go? It all goes, you know what? Anyway. Did you learn something today? How many are still glad you came today? Yeah. I said, how many glad they came today? Yeah. How many would recognize, oh my goodness, I've been blaming God where I should be looking at me. Maybe it's, maybe I'm saying this sarcastic, maybe it's not God. Maybe it's my unwillingness to recognize that God will speak to me if I'll just listen to him. That's what I believe. With every head bowed and every eyes closed, if maybe you're not in the family of God, you're not a Christian, you're not saved, you don't know if you're going to heaven, but you want to know. You know, it's not just coincidence that you're here. If you want to accept Jesus, I want you to raise up your hand right where you're at today. Nobody looking around. Yeah, thank you. You can put your hands down. Who else? Is there anybody else? Thank you. Could you say this? Just repeat this prayer. We're just going to ask Jesus to come in our heart. Can you say this? Jesus? Come in my heart. Change me from the inside out. I'm sorry for running my own life. Thank you for dying on the cross. Take away all my sin. I want you to be my Lord. In Jesus' name. Now listen to me. If you said that prayer, we believe that Jesus came in your heart right now. Start coming to church. Start coming to church Sunday and Wednesday. Give Tamara and I an opportunity to just train you for a year. Your life will be completely different. Now, somebody else here. The word has been spoken, and you've just got too busy for God. You've just recognized, oh my goodness, I'm not hearing the voice of God. I've missed it. And you spoke to me today. If that's you, I want to pray with you. But I want you to confess that. There's something very healthy of recognizing God speaking to me. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand real quickly. All over the room. Father, thank you for this message that we heard today. Help every person, Father, to move forward, to not be, to start to connect with your frequency. Let us recognize you're speaking to us. You are not the problem, you are the answer. Help us in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And hey, listen, Tamara and I are so proud of you. Amen. Yeah. For being here today. It is our pleasure to be able to minister to you. Can we do two more things before we leave? Josh joined the military. Guys, in the back, can you put up his picture? And so
Please, we have the address here. When you go out the double doors, we also have a sheet. You can just ask them that will give you a sheet with his address. Could you write him a letter just telling him, hey, we miss you. I'm praying for you. You know what? Maybe even send him some Oreo cookies or, you know, some Reese's Pieces or something. How many know that'll really help him? And I want to minister to him. If you could do that, that would be a blessing. Again, you can either write it down or when you leave the double doors, just turn to the left and ask him for a sheet. We have that information for you, okay? And then last but not least, can you stretch your hands towards Baldwin Park? Can we pray for Granny before we leave? I would just appreciate it. Father, we pray for Granny. We thank you that by your stripes she's healed. We thank you for Tamara and for supernatural rest and for a sharpness in our mind. We thank you for your goodness, God. We love you with all our heart. We thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. 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 Again, Tamara and I are so proud of you. When we dismiss, I'm going to dismiss you in a minute. When we dismiss, we're going to have the elders come on up. Some of the elders will be up here, and they will pray for you. So if they're busy, if you want prayer, if they're busy, just wait. It'll just be a couple minutes. Just wait on the front row, and we'll pray for everyone until everyone's prayed for if you want prayer. And that's really important. And then Esperanza is tonight at 6. I'm telling you what, if you're looking for a great Spanish-speaking church. And then last but not least, this is Pastor Paul. And if you accepted Jesus in your heart, we're not, you know what, people are going to get up. They're not going to be paying attention. So I don't want you to feel like anybody's looking. But you can come on over here, and we just want to connect with you. We're not going to try to sell you a Bible or anything. Matter of fact, we're going to give you some stuff. But we want to get you started off on the right foot. Does that make sense? Yes. And so if you could just, he was only going to spend a couple minutes with you, but if you would come on up to him, tell him about the decision you made and give him an opportunity to give you something and pray with you. We're so proud of every single one of you. How many are you believing for a good week this week? Yes. All right, let me pray with you. Father, I call these people blessed. I thank you for the things that concern them, that you will just minister to them. We love you. We thank you for a great day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.